What if you believe from a very young age that you were not good enough, or you were a mistake, or that there was something wrong with you? Those beliefs are very hard to live with. You need to find a way to deal with believing that about yourself. So in response, you decide, I need to work harder to be better, to be loved, accepted, to feel worthy, or even secure. You continually try and please, continually work harder and harder to make yourself good enough. You're doing all this in your own strength, mustering up every strategy you can to make life bearable. This becomes a pattern in your life, in relationships, in your jobs, at church, in just about every interaction. You're working harder to be enough, to be acceptable, and you're doing it without even realizing you are. It's a never-ending endeavor. Fast forward, you receive Christ as your Savior, Jesus transforms you with His resurrection life, you're forgiven of your sins, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you. It's an amazing feeling, an amazing transformation. He has made you a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17. What do I do now? You make up your mind you're going to work hard to be the best Christian you can be. You want to be acceptable to God and live that way. You're going to tell everybody about the good news. You're going to volunteer for the best positions available at your local church. You hear a sermon on prayer, and so you set aside 30 minutes every morning to pray. You vow not to miss a prayer time. You create a regiment of memorizing scripture. These are all good things, but deep down there's that feeling of being on the same hamster wheel, trying to be good enough for God, trying to gain acceptance by doing stuff. But this time it's God's acceptance. That seems even more impossible. I mean, God has a pretty high standard. The world has taught you all your life you need to perform to get ahead. You need to produce. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Whatever you set your mind to, you can accomplish. It's up to you. Create your own reality, and on and on. Well, I have good news for you. When you are in Christ, you no longer need to do stuff to be acceptable. You are acceptable because Jesus is in you. You are righteous because Jesus is in you. You are loved because Jesus is in you. You are worthy because, you guessed it, Jesus is in you. Jesus has taken out of the way the need for performance to gain anything from God. He has set it up for us to approach this life in Christ from a resting position, resting in the finished work of Jesus. Hebrews 4:10 says, "For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his." As a high priest, Jesus did the unthinkable after accomplishing what he did for us. He sat down. Why is that unthinkable? Because priests were never allowed to sit because their work of offering up sacrifices for people of Israel was never done. Hebrews 1:3 tells us that he, Jesus, is the radiance of his Father's glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Jesus rested. So can you.